season. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, I read this before, I preached it before, and then the Holy Spirit put something in my spirit concerning the scripture. And I said, God, I didn't see that. Amen. Amen. Who, you know, the Spirit of God is what written the word. It's the written word was written by the Spirit of God. It was men write the word. This was written by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Who know better the word than the Holy Ghost? Come on. Amen. Your God is your God. Amen. Verse 13. And it read, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elias, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for the remainder of this few minutes that you hide me behind the cross. Oh God, I will decrease, God, and you increase. Holy Ghost, take over. Speak to your servant, God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we are waiting on you. We thank you, God, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. That this is how, this is your house. This is your ministry, God. We wait on you, Father, for you to move. God, we disconnect from the things of this world and we reconnect to you, because you are the source and the resource, God. You're the very thing that we want, the very thing that we need. God, we trust you now that there's a breakthrough coming. God, we trust you now that the abundance is coming. God, that we're going to have an overflow. The overflow, God, is here. You are the overflow, God. The enemy will recognize, God, that you are God. God, all by yourself. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Seated. Amen. Just for a few minutes, glory to God, I'm going to, amen, just speak on a little bit here. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, Son of Man, am? Amen. Can I bring me some water? Amen. Glory to God. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, Elias, and others, Jeremiah, are one of the prophets. Yes, and one of the prophets, and he said unto them, but whom do say you that I am? Who do you say that I am? And Simon answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And Jesus said, amen, blessed are those, Simon, because flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father in heaven. What God is showing me here, that a lot of folks that are going to be around you, amen, not going to get the revelation that you get, amen. What the Spirit is saying to me now, that folks speak out of turn. Folks will speak out of season. Folks will speak out of opportunity. Folks will speak out of time, amen, and miss God. Come on. some folks will speak before the time and miss the very move of God. But what the Holy Spirit is saying to me this morning, that when you wait on God, amen, but those that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. The Bible says that they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Amen. He said, Jesus said unto him, Peter, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. Listen now, all of them said, oh, some say you Elias, some say one of the prophets. Amen. Jesus said, I heard all of that, but I'm asking you, who do you really say that I am? Amen. Everybody had spoke. Everybody had the time to say something that Jesus, this is what they say you are. Glory to God. Nobody get no revelation. Nobody know who he was at that particular time. But I come to tell you that sometimes we just got to be quiet and wait till God speak to us. Come on, somebody say, speak to us, God. You got to sit there and wait. Amen. I know what I'm hearing. I know what I want to say. But God said, shh, wait until I speak to you. Wait until you the light turn on. Wait until you get a word from God. Then you can speak. Amen. Come on, who believe that? Speak out of turn. Speak out of season. Amen. Glory to God from heaven. He said, blessed are those, Simon Bar-Jonah. Blessed. You are blessed when you hear from God. Anybody hearing from God, you bless. Amen. You hear from everybody else, but you're not hearing from God. If you can hear God, you are blessed. Come on, church. Not everybody hearing the voice of God. Amen. Amen. That's why a preacher got to be very careful now. You got to be careful how you minister to God's children. You got to be careful now how you're talking to God's people, because you might not speak from what God is saying. Amen. Come on, church. That's why the Bible says you must pray without ceasing. Men always to pray and not faint. Got to understand now, glory to God from heaven. The Bible said that you must lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Nobody want to acknowledge God. Nobody want to say, God, I don't know how to fix this thing. God, will you help me? God is saying, you're going to have to ask me, and I will give it to you. Who believe that? God don't want you to do things on your own without acknowledging him. Amen. If you got a problem, take it to God. Talk to him about it. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. Who believe that? Amen. It's a season where we need revelation from God. It's a season now we're going to learn how to, amen, talk to one another. We're going to learn how to love one another. Amen. Amen. Are you hearing me, church? Because we can move of the Spirit. The Bible said we must walk in the Spirit. Amen. Walk in the Spirit. And we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's not everybody is walking in the Spirit. Come on, church. People all up in the flesh. All up in what I think is right, not what God is saying. Right. But God wants you to speak what he says. Amen. Come on, church. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. If you got a problem, you come to me with a problem, you know what I need to say to you? We need to pray about it. Come on, somebody said, pray about it. Yeah, because I don't want to be in error. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. Come on, church. So we need to pray about problems in our life. Seek God while he's here. Call upon him while he can be found. Amen. Glory to God. Who believe that? Amen. Glory to God. But the enemy coming as an angel of light, and he come to deceive, come to rob you, kill you. Amen. Are you hearing me? But now we got to get revelation. Not just information, but we need revelation. And how to get in revelation is to seek the face of God. Is to disconnect from the world and connect with the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Begin to come start to love your brothers and sisters. Amen. You know, no haters can hear from God. No haters can hear what God is saying. You got to be tuned with God to understand what he's saying and receive from God. Your heart has to be pure. Come on, church. Amen. Talking about your brothers and your sisters. Amen. Cutting down one another. Amen. It's not a way to hear from God. Come on, church. Are you hearing me? We got to have to be tuned with the word of God and to understand that God is moving right now. The power of God is moving right now. And I can't do nothing. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You without the Holy Ghost, you can do nothing. Amen. I don't have no word for you. I'm a prophet. I don't have no word for you unless God give me a word. Come on, church. If God don't give me a word, you ain't getting no word. He has to speak to me and you can get a word. People want to talk what they want to hear from one another, what their own intellect telling them, not what God is saying. Somebody said, God, speak to me. Speak to me, God, that I can't get a revelation. Speak to me. Oh, God. Peter get a revelation from God. It says, glory to God from heaven. Jesus went on and said in his word that upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's the flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, Peter, but it's my Father which is in heaven. This didn't come from man. It didn't come from the government. It didn't come from what surrounds you, but it come from God. Amen. And he said, upon this rock, Jesus is the rock. He said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. One thing I love about Jesus now, if he is the rock, he's the rock of your salvation. And Peter get the revelation that Jesus Christ is the rock. When a church build upon the rock, it build upon Jesus Christ himself. Somebody say, hide me, Lord. Hide me in the cliff of the rock. And I got a revelation from God. When the enemy have chased me, try to kill me, and I find myself fold up under the rock. And when I look around, coming down, it's fresh water coming down from the rock, represent the Holy Spirit coming down out of the rock. And I was safe. I was safe under the rock. Jesus said, my name, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Strong tower. Somebody say strong tower. Strong tower. Where the righteous run in and they're saved. Somebody say run in, run in, run in. You gotta run into the rock. Jesus is a rock. He's a rock of your salvation. He is your peace. Somebody say, he's my peace. Now I got a revelation from God. That, oh, glory to God, that Jesus is not just any prophet, he's not just any man, but he is my Lord. Somebody say, he's my Lord. Glory to God from heaven. You've got a revelation now. If God is for you, who can be against you? He is your shield and your comforter. Help us here, so we go, Hoshanabaha. Help us here, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us here. Hallelujah. He is our rock. He's our rock this morning. So don't be afraid. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be afraid. Jesus is here. Don't be afraid. He didn't give you the spirit of fear. Whatever love, power, and a sound mind, don't be afraid. But the power is here. Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Fix into me all of your needs. According to his riches and glory, my God shall supply all of my needs. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody said, don't be afraid, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Glory to God from heaven. How about a wait on God? Somebody said, wait on God. Somebody said, wait. Wait on God. Wait until He moves. Wait until He show up. Wait until the Holy Ghost give us rest. Oh, come on, church. Somebody need rest this morning. Somebody need a little bit of peace this morning. And the only way you're going to get it, you're going to have to wait until it comes. So wait until it comes. Don't move until God moves. Don't move until the Holy Ghost moves. But anything out of the Holy Ghost is flesh. Come on, somebody says flesh. It's flesh. And I don't want to do nothing by myself. I want to talk about this morning. God wants us to depend on Him. He want to take us to a place where you're going to have to trust Him now. God, I'm going to have to trust you through this one. Oh, God, everybody against me. Everybody talking about me. Lord, all I can see is darkness around me. And God said, no, you're going to have to trust me. And I can lead you, oh, glory to God, into the plain path. God wants us to depend on Him. Don't want to depend on man. Don't depend on your job, but depend on God to provide for you and to lead and direct you the way you need to go. Somebody said, the way I need to go. The Bible tells me that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. My step now is ordered, and the devil is still a liar. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I'm going to speak it, brother. I'm going to speak it till it happens. I'm going to speak it until I see a revelation of God come forth. I'm going to speak it until I see the manifestation of that word come to pass. Because I believe when I speak it long enough, I will experience it. Come on, church. I said I will experience it. Glory to God. Oh, somebody help me here. I'm going to experience what God said I am. And the devil can't steal your peace now. Hallelujah. Can't steal your joy. Holy God from heaven. Oh, God. Preparation now. I got to be prepared now. Because I know now that God has given me revelation here. That thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And if God done it before, He can do it again. God can show up again. If God has blessed you before, He can bless you again. Because God is a God of a second chance, and a third chance, and a fourth chance. That's the type of God we serve. Who believe that? If He blessed you before, He can do it again. Somebody said, do it again. Oh, God can do it again. You will have some haters around you. You will have some folks that lie on you. Glory to God, but rejoice, the Bible says, rejoice. For your reward is in heaven. Rejoice when men shall revive you and persecute you. And say all manner of evil against you. For my name's sake, the Bible says, rejoice. Because your reward is in heaven. Somebody says, it's in heaven. So now, since you get a revelation from God, now my faith now becomes stronger now. Oh God, He gave me power, He gave me the key. Jesus said, now Peter, I give you the key. Whatsoever you bind on earth gonna be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth gonna be loose in heaven. Now I have authority. Now Peter got revelation after revelation. God gave him authority. God gave him authority after revelation. Now he knew who God is and what God is saying. Now God gave him authority. God gave him now authority to do things in the spirit realm. Come on, church, who believe that? If you don't know God, you can't move. You can't move with God if you don't know him. You're going to have to know him first to be moved in him. Come on, who you believe that? Oh, God, hallelujah. You can't serve God if you don't know God. Oh, come on, church, you're going to have to know him. Now what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Glory to God, some thing that God gave us power over. And we now are going to have to move into that realm. Glory to God. Stop speaking dead over me. Stop speaking lie over me. Come on now. Stop speaking dead over me. I'm not dead. I'm alive. And I will be alive. Glory to God. The Bible says, you will not die. Glory to God from heaven, but you proclaim the words of the Lord. Amen. You will not die, but live. Somebody said, live. I'm going to live. I'm not going to die. What folks are speaking lies over you, telling you who you are when you already know who you are. Don't you know who you are? I don't need you to tell me who I am. I know who I am. Oh, whose I am and who I am. Come on, church. And I can speak things into existence. Come on now. Oh, God, from heaven, the devil come in your house. God say, I give you power to bind up that thing. Come on now. Power to loose some stuff. Come on, church. Lo, shake it. And the Bible talks about, Jesus said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Look at the neighbor, said, don't be afraid. Jesus is the rock. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Jesus is my rock. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Wake up this morning with pain in your body. Don't be afraid. Wake up this morning feeling doubt, feeling discombobulated. Don't be afraid. Jesus is your rock. Come on, church. Wake up this morning. Amen. All hell breaking loose. Don't be afraid. Jesus said, don't be afraid. I am your rock. I am your rock. Amen. And the solid rock I stand. Jesus is a solid rock. Where we stand, all other ground, I'll sink in sand. Somebody said, I'm the rock, the rock, the rock. He's a rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why now. He's giving us now everything that we need. He's giving us everything that we pray for. Because we don't serve a God that's limited in stuff. We don't serve a God that is stingy. He's giving us access now to everything that I want. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Oh, come on now. He's talking about pressed up, shaking together, right over. Will man give it to my bosom? Because I serve a God that's more than enough. I serve a God that's a run over God, a run over blessing, run over. Oh God, so much money in your bank account, you don't know what to do with it. Are you hearing me? You got so much $100 bill in your pocket, you don't even know what to do with it. That's the type of God I serve. Ain't God I won't show. I got so much joy. He's just running over. Because the joy of the Lord now become my strength. And I know how to stand now. The Bible says, stand and see the salvation of God. Who ready to stand and see God move? Stand. When the door all to stand and see the glory of God. Amen. You see, when we have faith, he said, don't lose your confidence in God. It's because it's great recompense. I'm not going to lose my confidence in God. I'm not going to lose knowing that he is my source. Come on now. I'm not going to lose knowing he's making a way right now for me. I'm not going to lose that vision that he's taking me somewhere. This is not it. This here is not it. There's something greater is coming. I'm going to lose that vision. I limit myself. I take the limit off my own self. Because God is a limitless God. He's more than able. He's more than a conqueror. He's more than enough. He's all sufficient God. He's almighty. He's all powerful God. I'm not going to lose my praise because of nobody. When the enemy coming like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord gonna raise up a standard against him. When it's dark and dim, that's where I'm gonna break all my praise. Oh, come on, church. That's where you'll break off your best praise. When they light on you, break off your best praise. When my body won't light up, I'll break off my best praise. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And everything within me, giving glory. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord. Let us lift up a praise above this roof. Let us lift our voice unto the Lord, because he's great. He's great and he's mighty. He's mighty to be saved. The more you praise him, the more you get your breakthrough. The more you worship him, the more the devil stay off your case. Love him. Oh God, I'm gonna love you. When I don't feel like it, I'm gonna praise you. When I don't feel like it, right in the midnight hour, when everybody's sleeping, I'm gonna get up out of my bed and give God some worship. Paul and Silas recognized in the midnight hour is the best time to give God some worship. When everybody's sleeping, come on, church. I'm gonna get up and give God some praise. Don't be like everybody else. Push past the norm and be different. I dare you to be different. Don't be like every preacher's. Come on now. Be who God called you to be. I will be who he called me to be. I'm not gonna preach like you. I wanna preach like me. I want to be different. Somebody said different. I'm ready to do something now that I've never done before. Come on now, it's hard. That doesn't mean that it's not doable. God, he said, oh, come on now. Elijah said, you ask a hard thing. But nevertheless, if you see me take it up, it shall be given unto you. Glory to God, you ask a whole thing. But I'm telling you, sometimes your blessing is in a hard thing. Your blessing is coming in a hard thing. Oh God, I don't need everything easy. Sometimes you gotta go through something to receive something from the Lord. Holy God from heaven, we don't need everything easy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take me through it, Lord. Let God pull you through it. Let God bless you through it. Hallelujah. Your testimony going to be better. You're going to have a better testimony when God pull you through it. Come on, church. Who believe that? Hallelujah. Don't give up because the battle is rough. Don't give up. Amen. Because he turned up the furnace a little bit higher. Come on now. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. The reason why Jesus showed up in the fiery furnace, because it was seven times hotter. He turned it up seven times hotter. It was impossible for a man to live in there. But God said, I can live in anything. I can stay with you in any fire. I don't care what you're going through. I can stand with you. Oh, God, the Holy Ghost said, I can stand
stand with you. You will not fail. I will be with you. I won't leave you. And I'm not going to forsake you, said the Holy Ghost. I'm going to leave you now. Holy God from heaven, the devil want to take you out. But God said, I'm going to stand right in the midst of ocean.
But the very best is yet to come, and I'm living on an open heaven. I'm not gonna quit now. The devil said quit. The devil tell me throw in the towel. You might as well give up. Throw in the towel. Ain't nobody love you. Ain't nobody gonna listen to you. You might as well quit. They want you to quit. They pray for you to quit. They lied on you. Quit. But the devil, he's a liar. We ain't gonna quit now. Hallelujah. We gonna push towards this thing. Come on, church. Somebody said push, push, push. We're gonna keep on pushing until the Holy Ghost revive us again. We need the Holy Ghost to revive us again. Holy God from heaven, cut down some stronghold, pull down some stronghold, Spirit of God. But the Bible said the weapon of our warfare is not carnal but is mighty to God. By pulling down a stronghold, casting down imagination, and acting to exalt yourself against the knowledge of God. Giving thoughts to the obedience and the captivity of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is going to pull down some strongholds. What the devil meant for evil, God said, I'm going to erase that mess. God, erase that mess. Turn that thing around. Because I am God, I'm going to turn it around. Because I can do all things but fail. I heard God says, there's anything too hard for the Lord. There's anything too hard for God to do. I can't think of anything too hard for the Lord to do. He healed me before, and he can heal me again. There's anything too hard for the Holy Ghost to do. He saved my children. God opened the Red Sea. Come on now. He made the wall came down. Is anything too hard for God? Help me, somebody help me. Turn the water into wine. Heal the lepers. Is anything too hard? He opened the eyes of the blind man. Spit in his eyes. And he began to see. Tell me, somebody tell me. Is anything too hard for Jesus to do? Come on now, it's not too hard. I serve a God that is almighty, all powerful, all sufficient God. Hallelujah. Unchangeable God, unmovable God, parallel God, holy from heaven. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's God in the morning. He's God in the evening. There's anything too hard for the Lord to do. I beg a different. There's nothing too hard. I can believe it. I can have it. If I speak it, I can have it. Somebody says, speak it. Speak it. Speak it in the atmosphere. Speak it in the atmosphere. Speaking in the atmosphere, I believe right now it's my next level in God. Come on, church. Can you believe God with me? God is taking me, not only me, but taking us and taking the Inner Fountain ministry to another level. Can you believe God with me? God says, I'm taking you to another level, a greater level. In me,
look at this now. That the cards that don't show up this morning, and the devil show up, and have you be discouraged. I say, ain't nobody coming now. Ain't nobody going to show up. But God says, this is an opportunity for me to move right in and show you that I am God. I can do anything but fail. God said, I don't need a whole household. I just need to come together. And I will move. God said, I will move. Move on your behalf. Move on your behalf. I remember they called Jesus to heal a child that was dead. And they laughed Jesus to scorn when Jesus said the child is not dead but asleep. And the Bible said they laughed him to scorn. And what Jesus does, he said, you all get out. Every one of your daughters, get out. Except the father and the mother of the child. And then he called the child, picked the child up by the hand. I say, arise, child. What God is doing, some doubters in the house won't come back. Are you hearing me? They are the hindrance. The hindering spirit. And it will stop the move of God in his house. When God fixes to do miracles, it's not everybody going to be present. Are you hearing me? Some doubters has to go. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm preaching right. Some doubters has to go. So don't be discouraged if some folks is not sitting next to you this morning. Don't be discouraged, because God is always will be God. Come on, who believe that? I don't know everything that God is doing. I don't know every move that God is making. But he said to my prophet, I don't do nothing unless I speak to my prophet first. Are you hearing me? I don't make no move until I preach. I teach my servant. I speak to my servant first. Glory to God. So now we're going to wait on God. Somebody wait on God. Somebody say wait on God. Wait on God. Until he move.
Yes.
Wait on God until he show up. Amen.
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 Yes.
Discouragement all around you. Disappointment all around you. Darkness is everywhere. And God said, now this is what I've been waiting for. Because now you're helpless. You can't see in darkness. You're blind. You can't see nothing. And God said, because darkness is around you, that's why you can't see nothing. He is the light. And when he comes, he turns the light on. And you can see all the snakes around you. Come on, church. And when he turned the light on, oh, you see, that's a snake, that's a snake. That one ain't a snake, but that's a snake. Come on, because the light now turned on. And the devil now just screech up because the light is on. Church, are you hearing me? So when the power of God comes in, the enemy kind of cringe up and try to go through the door because they can't stand the anointing of God. Are you hearing me? Darkness has to leave when light turns on.
Yes.
God is light. He is light.
Yes.
And we are to walk in the light as he is light.
Yes.
Oh, come on, church. Some snakes around you. You can't see it because you yourself are in darkness. And God don't want us to walk in ignorance. Walk in the revelation of his word. Come on, church. Don't take the word face value. There is revelation in the word. There's depth in the word. And when we read the word, let the Holy Ghost speak. Let the Holy Ghost speak to us through the word. Folks is reading the word wrong, but they're not allowing the Holy Ghost to teach them the word. Come on, church. Because the word is a spirit. The word is a spirit. It's not just word. There are spirit and it's alive. It's his word. So now,
when I read the word, my mind now must be renewed.
Yes.
I gotta renew my mind first before I get into the word.
Yes.
What are you saying, preacher? Confess, go confess, go repent first. Seek God first. Yes. Then go into the word.
Yes.
Then you can understand the word. Come on then. The carnal mind cannot understand spiritual things. Your carnal mind not going to understand the word unless you become the mind of Christ.
Praise God. Praise God.
Have to have the mind. This is one-on-one teaching here. Get the mind of Christ, then you can get revelation from his word. Peter was in alignment with God. All the disciples was out of alignment, but Peter got in alignment with his mind was right. And he said, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Come on now. God speak to Peter because he was in the right state of mind. Come on, church. Didn't believe that Jesus was just a prophet. Didn't believe that Jesus was just a man. 100% man, but he also 100% God. He was God in the flesh. Peter had recognized the glory of God. Come on, how you believe this now? Hallelujah. Peter wasn't walking in the flesh, but he was walking in the spirit. And we ought to walk in the spirit. Who do you say? Amen. Prophet Roger is. Who do you say? Amen. Mr. Marco is. Who do you say he is? I can't tell you who he is unless I'm in God. I can't know this man without I have the mind of Christ. I might tell you wrong. I might tell you wrong when he is a servant of God. So my mind has to be right. I've got to get revelation from God to tell you who Marco is. He's a man of God. So now I have to walk in the spirit. And not only in spirit, but walk by faith.
Yes.
Amen. And not by sight. He got some raggedy clothes on. He came in here with some tear-up jeans and some messed up shirt. That doesn't mean he's a bum. Come on, that doesn't mean he's homeless because his clothes might have dirt on it. Doesn't mean he don't live nowhere. Come on, church. I must look past the mess on the outside and recognize that he is a man of God. Come on, church. And what the church is doing is judging us by our outward appearance. And not acknowledging God to get revelation of who you are. We are in error. Amen. Stop judging one another. Let's stop judging, pointing finger at one another. Amen. And pray for one another. That you can get your blessing. Amen. Who believe that? Come on. Come on, give God. Give him some praise. Come on, give him some praise. Give him some praise. Glory to God. Amen. I really thank God for him today. Amen. Amen. And he blesses today. He blesses today. And the reason why he blesses us because we remain faithful. We didn't give up. Amen. Didn't give up. Paul didn't give up on his shipwreck. He didn't give up. The Lord told him that there won't be one soul that lost. He won't lose none. He didn't give up. He lost the whole ship, but everyone was safe because he was faithful to God's word. Amen? And they make it, all of them make it across. Not one lost. So we in Inner Fountain Ministry is not going to give up because we don't see a great outpour of attendance. That too will come. I said that too will come. And he tells me if I'm being faithful over a few things, I may be ruler over more. Amen. And you pray for us. You pray for us that we don't give up. But Jesus, I pray for Peter. You pray for us. All ministry need prayer. All ministry need prayer. Because the devil attacked ministries that are for God. Not all ministry for God. The one that's for God, the devil attacked those ministries. So pray for us, amen. That we become stronger and stronger in God. Amen. And we just don't want to get information. We want to get revelation. Revelation. Somebody say revelation. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here this morning. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is, don't be too amen, too quiet to express yourself. This ministry is a ministry of launching.
Yes.
It's a ministry where you can express yourself and get an opportunity to be who you are in God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
This is what this is for.
Yes.
So if God puts something on your heart, with all means, go ahead and do it. Do it. Say it. Do it. Run. Come on now.
Yes.
You do it. Amen. We're not going to stop you from doing what God tells you to do. Because this is what this is all about. Amen. It's a perfecting what God has put in you. Amen.
Amen.
So you keep on coming. Don't stop. Don't be discouraged because your friend not here, or Paul not here, or Susie not here. Keep coming. Amen. God will bless you. Some folks don't belong here. I'm telling you. Some folks don't belong here. You belong here. You belong here. And we love you. I want to let you know we love you. Amen. From the bottom of our heart, we love you. And we appreciate you. And we value your ministry. Amen. And we bless your ministry in Jesus' name. Amen. Now it's time to feed Minister Marco. Will you come? Close out. Glory to God. Amen. We take up our offering. Amen. Glory to God. And we have a good time in God. Do we have a good time?
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yes.
Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Glory to God from heaven. Amen. Minister Marco, you get a word ready again. Mr. Herman, you get a word ready. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Robbie, get a word ready. Get a word ready. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. Yeah. Your time is coming. Yeah, God said your time is coming. Amen. This is not just, amen, a place we call fellowship. This is where God is taking us, taking you in a greater place and a greater level. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, get ready. Get ready. TJ say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready. Get a word. Get a word. Amen. God's fixing to use you in a great way. In an old shata, I feel the Holy Ghost in a great way. In a shata baho shebe. I feel the Holy Ghost in a great way. Glory to God. In a great way. In a great way. Glory to God. The fire is coming, brother. The fire is still there and it's burning. Not only you're going to recognize, not only you're going to recognize that the fire is there, but those around you will also recognize that the fire is still there. And it's still burning. They're not going to see the smoke, but smell the smoke. They're going to smell what's coming off. Amen. But where there is smoke, there is fire. Come on now. It's fire. You might not see the fire. You see the smoke. It doesn't mean there's no fire here. Fire is there. It's burning. It's burning. And that's what God is doing. It's not over. Come on. I say it's not over. It's not over. We love you guys. Come on. I said we love you. Come on. We love you. Hey, Shaka. Come on. We love you. Hey, it's not over. Hey, Katawa. Hey, God. God is turning things around. Oh, God, for your good. It's not over. It's not over. Hey, it's not over. Hey, it's not over. Hallelujah. You put your ministry, put your message on CDs. It's not over. God will open doors for them CDs in a great way. Amen. God will open doors for those messages in a great way. I say it's not over. Oh, shatababababashi. Somebody going to be saved. Somebody going to be touched by those CDs. Amen. Come on, church. It's not over. Hallelujah. 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 He's here. He's here. He's here. Glory to God. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Somebody forgot, but the Lord gave me another revelation. I do want to say that to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Be careful what you listen to. I know sometimes we want to hear from God. And the word was spoken on the day, hear from God. Tell God to speak today. See, the Lord showed me a vision the other night. I used to have like a hearing problem. Went to the doctor. And there was nothing wrong with my ear. But the Lord didn't let me know. Listen to some things. Listen to some people. There was a snake in my vision that I had. Now, in my vision, he allowed me to call my wife and tell her, come pull this snake out of my ear. There was a black snake in my ear. And now, I'm beginning to get my hearing back there. You know, I've been looking for a long time. You know, so I just thank God for that. So I'm just telling you, don't be so quick to hear from people. Hear from God.
Come on.
Because we come to church, everything looking good and glimmering.
Come on now.
But we just want to hear a word and not from God. So the word on the day was a great word.
Yes.
Speak Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Be careful. There's snakes speaking in our ears just like he did. Just like he did Eve. When he told Eve, you can eat from this tree.
Yes, yes.
Be careful what we hear. We got a sound word today.
Yes.
We got
yes,
a sound word.
Yes.
Be careful. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for everything that you have done, God. God, we just thank you, Lord, for your word on today, Father God. Thank you for moving in a mighty way, Father God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, because, Lord, you said many are called, but few are chosen, Father God. And we're the chosen one, Heavenly Father. And we thank you right now, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord, that we're cheerful givers, Father God. God, we ask you, Lord, that you bless the tithe, the offering, God, the seed, Father God, that you bless them 100-fold, Heavenly Father. And whatever your people stand in need of, God, we ask you that you grant it to them. Because, God, you said in your word that you'll supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Father God. And, God, we mainly thank you, Father God, for our health, God. We thank you for our strength that you have given us, Heavenly Father. And, God, we just ask you right now, Lord, in this upcoming week, God, give us ears to hear you, Heavenly Father. And, God, you say your children only know your voice and a stranger they won't follow, Lord. Help us to stop following strange things, Father God. But God, we follow you, God. And God, we just thank you, Lord, for lifting up our spirit on the day, Heavenly Father. And God, we thank you, Lord, for moving by your mighty spirit, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle that you're doing, Father God. We thank you for the miracle that you're doing in the Inner Fountain Ministry, Father God. And God, we just ask you, Father God, to continue to move on us, Father God. And God, have your way in this day, Lord, and in our life, God. We give you the praise, Lord, and in the sick among us, God, or in our family, God. We ask you that you touch, Father.
Yes.
Touch with your healing power, Father God. God, we ask you right now, Lord, to touch Sister Debbie, Lord. Continue to strengthen her body, Father God. God, we ask you right now, Lord, God, to help her to have the faith that she needs in you, Father God, that you will continue to heal her, Lord. Let her know that she's already healed, Lord.
Yes.
God, you said by your stripes, you are healed, Father God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. And God, we just ask you right now, Lord, to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God.